Greetings in Jesus' name, and I welcome you here again to Daily Inspiration. I want to thank you for calling in, and I'd like to also mention that if you would like to participate in a Bible study on Saturday morning, some of you do that, I know, but the Bible study is at 7:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, and I'm going to give you a number here and an ID number. For those of you who want to and have not participated in that before, it's a live Bible study. You're welcome at the end of the study to ask questions and have discussion. And anyways, I'll give you the number here, and it's 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819, ID number 525-819. And so feel free to call in on Saturday and enjoy a live Bible study. I think you would be blessed to participate in that. I want to continue reading on in the book of Luke. We've been looking at a particular teaching that Jesus was giving, and we are considering and meditating on the things that Jesus did while he was here on this earth. And this particular place that we're at now is just after, on the Sabbath day in the synagogue, Jesus healed a woman that could not straighten herself up. She was bent over, and for 18 years she had this infirmity, and Jesus set her free from what he said that Satan had her bound. And as you recall, the leader of the synagogue was indignant and upset about what was happening there, and rebuked the people and Jesus. And so we see that Jesus pointed out the hypocrisy that he saw. And anyways, I'm going to just recap and talk about verse 17. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for the glorious things that were done by him. And it seems that almost that the leader of the synagogue was not even so concerned that here's a woman that just got healed before his very own eyes. He was more concerned about what's happening here on the Sabbath day. But the adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. They saw a miracle, and they were rejoicing, and they were glad to see this happening in their day. Verse 18, I'd like to go on, because Jesus gives two examples of what the kingdom of God is like. So I'm going to read that, verse 18. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew, and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And I think it's interesting here, whenever Jesus is giving comparisons of what is heaven like, I like to think about those things and try to figure out what is he saying, how is this comparison working? And it seems at first maybe a bit strange, but as you think about it and meditate on it, I think there's some things that we can definitely begin to see as he's describing. He said that the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And I think about other places where Jesus said that the mustard seed was a very small seed. And here it seems that a man, he used this this type of typology here. The man put a seed out, one seed, and it grew up into a large tree. It was a tiny seed, grew up into a large tree, large enough that the birds of the air could actually lodge in it. They could build a nest in it, in the branches. And so the tiniest, the little seeds, it's a very small seed, but it grows into a large, large plant, a tree. And I think that some of the things we can see here is that the kingdom of heaven, you know, the kingdom of God, the Jews, by the way, they are still looking for their Messiah to come. He's already come. Jesus Christ has come, and he is the Messiah that God sent that they're looking for. They just have a blinders over their eyes. When Jesus came, they were expecting somebody to really free them, set them free from the Roman rule, somebody that would come and smash his enemies and crush and be a valiant, victorious king, which Jesus is, but he came in a different fashion. He came even as a little tiny grain of mustard seed. But what he did and what he represented grew in this world to those that followed him into a large, great work of God. So here was the Messiah. It didn't impress the Jews too much because they were looking for some deliverance. And Jesus came to bring deliverance. They just weren't aware of what kind of deliverance he was bringing. He was bringing deliverance from sin. And he was bringing the kingdom of God near to man. But people missed it altogether. They were looking at this little mustard seed and couldn't see that this will grow and be a large tree. Verse 20 says, and again, he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And I think about hiding leaven into the dough to make it rise. It's just a little bit of leaven. It seems like she was hiding it in, according to this story here. She's hiding it in 3 measures until all of it was leaven. And you know, the kingdom of God is right near us because Jesus came and he showed us the way. And we take that little tiny step towards God and we allow him to do a work in our lives. And he influences everything about our life, every detail, every single thing that we say and do, he's there influencing us. And leaven is normally spoken of in a negative way, but this one here, I think, is kind of a example of how something very small can influence a very large amount. I don't know how much 3 measures of meal is. I imagine it's a pretty good amount of dough there that they would be using. And a little bit of leaven hidden in there made a difference for all of it. It influenced the whole 3 measures. And I see the kingdom of God, and this is at least what I'm seeing here. There probably is much more, but I'm seeing at least that the kingdom of God in such small ways comes into our lives and then makes some great, huge changes and differences in all about us. Every part of us. It's the difference between day and night, light and darkness. And the kingdom of heaven starts inside and begins to influence every part of our lives. And that's the way it should. And I think that is at least part of what Jesus is saying here. The kingdom of heaven might not impress a lot of people. You know, you go down in town, and you ask people if they want to know about the kingdom of God or they want to know about Jesus Christ. Not too many people are interested. They're not impressed. But those that are and those that come to find Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior makes all the difference in the world. It changes their lives completely. And not just for a little while, but eternally. It's a huge deal. It's a marvelous thing that God has done. And Jesus is likening heaven to these 2 stories. And maybe you can think about those things and come up, as you read through, you may see other things here that God is showing you that the kingdom of heaven is likened this. I encourage you to read and to see what the scriptures say. Seek the Lord with all your heart and let him take that small work in your heart and make it manifest into a big work in everything that you say and do, and everything that you are is influenced by Him and His kingdom. May God bless you as you meditate on that today.